This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. We're looking to the second round of voting in Brazil, the second most populous state in the New World, the vital economy of South America, of Latin America, and also a question now about leadership. Mr. Bolsonaro is decried, especially by the European left, with all kinds of associations with dictators and authoritarians. However, after the vote in these last hours, the vote showing that Lula da Silva did not demonstrate overwhelming authority or a 50%, and Mr. Bolsonaro doing much better, vastly better than the polls indicated, we have this remark from the correspondent for the Guardian newspaper. This is the Guardian out of Europe, out of London. So it's left of center, but it represents many, many parts of European thinking about Latin America. Tom Phillips is the correspondent. He says the vote yesterday, it's massively dispiriting for the left and really surprising, not in terms of Lula's vote, which is in line with what everyone thought, but in terms of Bolsonaro's, which is significantly higher. The pollsters got that badly wrong. I went to Lula's rally and people were crying or in a state of shock. Ernesto, that reminds me very much of the reports from the Democratic headquarters on the night of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton's election in 2016. Tears and exhaustion and surprise and what looked to be shock by the young people gathered to celebrate Mrs. Clinton's victory. Does this mean the left is now on the defensive? It got more votes. It polls very well. Does this in any way indicate these next 3 weeks will be a defensive left, which would mean that Mr. Lula da Silva would moderate his message of what he's going to do for Brazil, not intensify it, moderate it to appeal to more of the center that didn't vote for him?
Yes, John, they're definitely going to be in the defensive, the left. I think the leadership, Lula and the leadership around him, they knew they're not going to win the first round because they have their internal polls, which are tend to be better than the public polls. But they let the voters believe that they would vote in the first round, they would win in the first round in order to try to mobilize more people and make up for the enthusiasm gap that I mentioned. So now this could mean that because that what you see is that they what they have to fire up their base is a quantitative aspect to say, okay, we're near the finish line, they don't have a new message to bring up that enthusiasm. And as I said, President Bolsonaro, he has, I think, the appeal, much deeper appeal to people's hearts, to people's feelings. And that will, I think, continue to play over the next few weeks, that sort of opposition between, let's say, passion and a more cold approach from the colder approach from the part of Lula. One interesting aspect is that kind of 48 or 24 hours before the election, Bolsonaro and his camp started to publish support from international conservative leaders, starting with Donald Trump. He had a very strong message in support of Bolsonaro. Viktor Orban, Santiago Abascal from Spain, the same, and several Latin American leaders like Eduardo Cast, for example, and Maria Teresa Cabal from Colombia. So it means that for Brazilians, what makes a difference is that, I mean, when Bolsonaro thought, I think correctly, that Donald Trump's support plays in his favor. Of course, the Guardian will think otherwise. But and I think it's interesting because over the last couple of years, after I left office, his foreign policy, Bolsonaro's foreign policy, not himself, but the foreign ministry, etc., they have distanced themselves from the conservative leaders abroad and from conservative countries abroad. And now, when it really makes a difference. Bolsonaro has returned to that sort of conservative message and his association with Trump and other conservative leaders.
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. The surprising results from the first round, there's a second round on October 30th, but there's more shocking news from Latin America than the vote in Brazil. There's a prisoner exchange in Venezuela, a prisoner exchange with our adversaries. That would be not only Caracas, but Moscow and Beijing and Tehran, et cetera, bad actors. When we come back with Joseph Umar, of the executive director of Secure Free Society. This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.